This is my home for the last month, and it's peaceful. By far the safest park I've ever been to. Maybe you could take a nap without having to watch your stuff, you know? That's just the vibe I get from this park. But I know you're not supposed to be in the park after 10. So my mom went on life support April 14th, 2014. She spent 8 days in intensive care unit on life support. And she was in diabetic ketoacidosis, which is a diabetic coma. And she was in hypothermia. And they said to me and my sister, they said, we think your mom's got about a 4% chance to make it. And if she does, she'll be in a wheelchair for the rest of her life. My grandma had prayer chains out everywhere. I mean, the spirit was in the air, you know? And my mom made like a 90% recovery. She has a little bit of her diabetes a little worse, a little bit more memory loss, but my mom can walk and talk and live a full life. So, you know, there's been miracles in my life, and I'm homeless ever since because I lived with my mom. She went in ICU. I didn't have $1,250 to pay the rent. So, boom, they gave me 15 days to get out, and I was out on the streets. Technically, I'm a vulnerable adult because I have post-traumatic stress disorder. I have ADHD, severe depression, severe anxiety, and I have bipolar. And I just ran out of my meds a month and a half ago, and my doctor won't film until I see her. To be honest, when I'm out here, it makes me more vulnerable to make mistakes, such as relapse, such as getting involved with the wrong people. I've been working with the housing case manager who's been saying he's going to get me a subsidized apartment for 7.5 months. I don't want to have to rely on my parents because I don't want to take care of them anymore. I want to get my own place, get a part-time job, and just go to school and live my life. I want to be either a registered nurse, massage therapist, or x-ray technician.
How long have you been doing artwork?
Since I was young, because I can't afford to go buy drawing kits, but I stick with pencil and pen usually. It takes my mind off all the negative things in my life, and because I draw about my passions and about just things that I'm thinking about or things that are on my bucket list, that everybody sees potential in me, but it's just hard to find that myself sometimes, you know?